The following program is rated 18. It may contain strong or coarse language, profanity, and swearing, strong online dating or sexual references, graphic violence, adult themes, graphic war scenes, rude, mean, or discriminatory behavior, horror scenes, nudity, as well as other scenes and references that may be unsuitable for those under 18. Viewer discretion is advised.
The Dumbass Podcast is brought to you by...
Hello, it is I, Sean Connery. What seems to be the problem there, lad?
Well, me and my girlfriend are pregnant. And we don't want the baby, but we can't afford an abortion.
Well, no worries there, buddy. I got just the thing to help you.
You do? Well, golly gee gosh, what is it?
From the makers of Roofies and Date Rate, now there's the Scrambler.
The Scrambler? What is it?
The Scrambler is a do-it-yourself abortion kit made from the best straight metal hangers that are designed and perfected in Germany.
Well, that's groovy neat. How does it work, though?
There's just three easy steps. Step one, slide the Scrambler into the vaginal opening. Step two, with your hands, make a whisking motion with the Scrambler. And step three, with the patent embryo hooking device, you can yank that little bastard out. And with it being dishwasher safe, cleanup will take no time.
Where do I get this amazing, yet simple, and most wonderful device?
Just call this toll-free number, 1-800-BYE-BABY. That's 1-800-BYE-BYE-BABY. And for $19.99 plus shipping and handling, this Scrambler is yours. Sorry, lads, no CODs. Call within the next hour and receive a second Scrambler for friends and family free. Just pay separate shipping and handling.
That will solve me and my girlfriend's problem, and it's affordable. Thanks, Scrambler. I love you.
The Scrambler is not FDA-approved. Use at your own risk. Side effects of the Scrambler may result in guilt, shame, agony, fear, loss, extreme vaginal bleeding, liver losing, discomfort, urinating, and all having sex. Seek out a physician if you have any symptoms.
From rainy Salem, Oregon, it's time for the Dumbass Podcast.
All right, thank you. Welcome back to the Dumbass Podcast. We do have a guest today. We're going to be talking about, is it Comic-Con, I believe it is?
Yes, Comic-Con. Let's introduce the guest.
Ooh, yes, yeah, that's totally fine.
Go ahead and introduce yourself, Ian.
Hey, as he said, I'm Ian McKay. I went to a Comic-Con.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Oh, we didn't have our little clap,
I'm
going to
be the voice of dissension and say boo.
No, you're right. You're right.
Well, and my name is Nathan.
My name is Joe Gibson.
And as always, I am Kale Walker, and you are listening to the Dumbass Podcast.
I hope you liked our intro today. We did a little something special for you.
That was the worst Sean Connery impression I've ever fucking heard.
I would hope so.
But that was an amazing Casey Kasem as Shaggy.
I did
like
that.
Zoinks, zoinks, boys.
That was pretty fucking awesome.
I know. We do try once in a while.
Tonight on Top 40 Countdown, we'll have...
And now we have a letter from the Riddler. Dear Batman and Robin.
That's fucking awesome.
Oh, good time. So, does anybody have any good news that's been going on in the wonderful world of Salem?
We're talking about just Salem news?
Actually, really anywhere. I was just trying to bring
if we're talking about Salem news and breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Mexicans have taken over the city.
Oh, ouch.
Breaking news. What is this, 1964?
That's pretty. I think we
can you imagine like the reverse complaint? Like if they're like, God damn, there's a lot of fucking white people here. They keep taking my jobs in a field.
I know. Let's keep having babies so we push them out.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, on a different note,
that's what I would do if I want to push someone out.
I was able to find a job finally after 6 months of unemployment. Granted, it's only a seasonal paving job, but hey,
fucking
at least
awesome,
I got
Kale. I didn't hear that news. Congratulations, dude.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
just happened today. Nice. Actually, if you look at his knees are a little bruised up. But he did get it though.
Did you lie on the application and said you speak Spanish?
Not at all, man.
How the fuck are you going to understand your boss?
I just opened up the throat and cut the balls. There
you go. I think that's international language, right?
Yeah, right.
So. Yeah, anyways, we do have Ian here, Comic-Con. from what we gather, he went to the Emerald City Comic Con, which is held in Seattle. Tell us what your experience was. And
first of all, you should probably tell for those non comic book reading normal people. sorry, but they should probably know exactly what it is.
It is a large area filled with sweaty, smelly people and skankily dressed women. And you meet a lot of people who you feel like you should know, but you don't actually know at all.
So stars change their name to Comic-Con.
You mean so for most of the guys that attend this Comic-Con event, is that like the closest they ever get to boobs?
Yeah. There was actually this lovely lady with these short shorts, and you just get like this nice ass cup. I don't know what you would call under ass.
I prefer ass cup. I like that.
Ass cup does sound nice. Under ass sounds like something you'd rub on your car.
She has three breasts as well. So
that's
she was cosplaying from the original 1980s movie of had Arnold Schwarzenegger in it.
Total Recall?
Total Recall, the chick with three boobs.
I'm sorry, did you say cosplaying?
Cosplay, yeah.
That is costume play, as in dressing up as someone that is not yourself.
Yeah, which is also a big deal in Comic-Con. For people who don't know, Comic-Con is a big comic book convention. It started in 1970 down in San Diego, known as the Golden State Comic Book Convention, and later took the name Comic-Con. And different cities throughout the year hold their own Comic-Con, and they vary, of course, dates, amount of people that come around. Some are geared strictly towards comic books, and that's all they allow. They don't allow any of the pulp culture things. Anime is starting to make a big deal, starting to play big into Comic-Cons now, mainly due to the fact that most animes are made out from mangas, or manga, I guess, is the...
Mangas, yeah.
The correct word to say it, which is, in Japan, a graphic... It's the same thing as a comic book, so they're kind of correlated.
But it's read backwards.
I have to know real quick, because I noticed the way that you pronounced that word. Have I been saying it wrong this entire time? Because I always was under the impression it was anime.
I pronounce it
wrong. Is it anime?
Depends where you come from.
Like when you watch animes, are there any advertisements?
In some, I say anime because this is America. Anime, I don't call filet mignon filet mignon. It's Philip Mignon. This is freaking America.
Wow.
You know. So anyways, Ian, I don't want to take the spotlight away from you. So
that's all right. You were dropping knowledge on all of us.
Dropping
jeez,
the knowledge.
And he's supposed to be the expert in it. You just took it all away from him.
I got to let the people know what it's about. You know what I mean?
So
bring them on speed.
Isn't a Comic-Con very similar to a... like a zombie con, or what do you call that?
Zombie con?
Well, I think it's the same as anything that is a convention. It is a convention. People have booths. Smelly people show up. There's a lot of crowdedness and walking in long lines.
In long lines. But you get to meet sounds some famous
like,
people, don't you?
Sounds like Disneyland.
Yeah. Like those long lines, all the famous people were hidden in these booths, and I didn't bother with that at fucking all. I saw Brian Posehn, a stand-up comedian, big, balding guy.
Was that me? Was I there?
No.
I'm a big stand-up fan, and I have no idea who that is, which I'm guessing he's really funny, isn't he?
He was in the Comedians of Comedy with Patton Oswalt.
Okay, here's what I'm going to need you to do. I'm going to need you to write down the name. And I will check him out later.
Fold up on a piece of paper and slide it over, and I'll tell you if it's good or not.
There you go.
Well, what do you all find to a Comic Con? If you're going to a Comic Con, what is it that you're doing there? What is it that you're looking for? What draws people to the Comic Con?
I think it's just to meet your comic book idols, your Gail Simones, your Greg Ruckas, all on lunch break when I went to their tables. Which is weird because I got around to them at like 7 in the evening, but no one that I knew were at the tables that they were supposed to be at, other than Mike Mignola.
And who's Mike Mignola?
He created Hellboy. He's stationed up in Portland.
Portland, excellent. Hey,
I did not know that.
Local comics. You know, you'd be surprised how many... how much of that comes from the Northwest, even not just in the comic book region, but the animation region. A lot of Tim Burton, claymation, stop motion stuff is here.
What is it? Not Latka. That's a potato pancake. But, yeah, tasty. The people who made Coraline and... Yep. Paranorman are up in Portland.
That's the second thing you've said that's really interested me. A potato pancake?
Yeah. You've never heard of a latke?
No. I look at me. I'm fucking huge. I love pancakes.
How have I not heard
about this?
Really? Oh, I used to make them all the time. It's just potatoes and a pancake. But
fucking delicious.
I don't know if that's what he's talking about, an actual potato pancake, or is that a comic book?
I love potatoes and pancakes.
It's not as good.
When you were at Comic-Con, did you purchase anything? Was there a lot of merchandise? I'm sure it's like most conventions. You trade back and forth, can buy things.
Yeah, I grabbed a bunch of business cards. I'm sadly ungodly poor. So all I got were like three sketches and a couple comic books. I could pass this around for the class.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
How fucking irritated are the illustrators though? That when you're like, hey, can you sketch something for me? They're like, fuck again.
Well, they do get money.
Yeah.
And one of them got to sit next to a really hot Wonder Woman.
Really?
Nice
cosplay Wonder Woman.
You were saying something about the real Wonder Woman was there.
Yes, manifested itself into our universe, also known as Earth Prime. This was Wonder Woman of Earth 1, possibly Wonder Woman of Earth 32.
Hold on. Yeah? You said Earth Prime. Is that a Stargate reference?
No. In the DC universe, there is a multiverse of 52 universes and Earths, and Earth Prime is supposed to be our reality without superheroes, but as comic book characters.
Oh.
Dropping some geek on you.
I thought it was a.
It's all good.
Over your face.
I thought that was a Stargate reference. See, I'm only like slightly geek. Like I have like geek tendencies, right? So like I'll get fucking hooked on shows like Sliders. Stargate.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking about the food. I was gonna say you probably hooked on those too, right?
Dude, look at me. Yeah,
dude,
look
geeks,
at me. I know.
Geeks love tiny hamburgers.
You know what? I just realized
White
geeks,
Castle is the best geeks, place.
Geeks are just like fat people.
So
most of them are fat
because both of them are fat, but also just the smallest things they're completely nerdy about. Oh, Sliders, I must have 20 of those. And you know, people who love comics are like, oh, look, there's comics, I must have 20 of those.
I love hanging out with nerds because I get to hear phrases like manifested herself into our reality.
Have you heard a fat guy talk about food?
Yeah. It's like poetry.
I digested that into my reality.
It's cool. So what else did you Is the Emerald City Comic-Con the only one you've been to?
Yeah, it was my first one. I kind of went there on a whim. My friend called me up the night before and was like, yeah, I got tickets for Emerald City. You want to go? And it's like, yeah, I don't have a job. I want to go. If you're buying the tickets and paying for my food.
This is a really good sketch right here. It actually kind of looks like you, but a little more buff.
Yeah.
A little bit different hairstyle and shaved.
Yeah, I'd like to think I look a lot like Dick Grayson.
I was going to say, is that Robin or Nightwing?
Because Nightwing.
Nightwing, okay.
So wait a minute. You're into comics.
I'm kind of into the comic pop culture. I haven't collected comics since Spawn and Batman versus Predator.
Did you say Batman versus Predator?
Yeah, there was a short series of cool Batman too. Comics that came out where it was like... Wow. Batman versus Predator and so forth. I think there was actually three separate books to the Batman versus Predator. I could be wrong in that. I mean, guys, it's 20 years ago. I can't remember. But, yeah, the comic book people, they used to do stuff like that all the time, bring people. You know, you'd have, like, there was a series also that DC put out called Batman versus Superman. And if I remember correctly, Batman kills Superman by breaking his back.
No, I think you're combining that with Nightfall.
That's right.
Where Bane broke Batman's back.
Yeah, that's right.
Jesus, how the hell do you keep all that straight?
I don't have a girlfriend and a lot of time on my hands.
A lot of time can only get you so far. A lot of time on your hands, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I don't know why Joe's smiling. I don't know if that's just because he wants to freak you or he's thinking of you as a donut. No, she.
Well, you know, it's cool.
Boom. That was a fat joke. Come on.
It's cool in the Comic-Con world that people, you know, can come to that and, you know, celebrate. You know what I mean?
Giggity.
you know, well, they, you know,
you will continue. Yes.
Yeah. There's a place that they can gather, and there's, you know, the cool thing about that, it's almost kind of like the metal world, is when you're there, there's no judgment. People are all there to celebrate the same thing. It's not like, oh, you're a comic book nerd or you're a Star Wars nerd, because you're all there to celebrate the same thing. And it's kind of like a big family in a lot of ways.
It's nothing like the metal world.
Oh, it's absolutely like the metal world.
Are you kidding me?
You're if a rapper, one of, if one I'm of
these,
metal guy.
If one of these, first of all, I'm not a rapper. If one of these guys that goes that attends a Comic-Con event had even one dude mosh into him, it's fucking bloody nose.
I can guarantee you a lot of your metal guys Band-Aid. Go to Comic-Cons.
I do agree with MC Jojo over there.
A lot of guys in the metal world go to Comic-Cons.
Okay. I'm going to have to take your word for that one, Kale.
I went to a zombie con, and you know I'm not like crazy into zombies, so I'm sure there's some.
You went to a zombie con?
I did. Went to a zombie con.
What the fuck is a zombie con? I know we're diverting from topic, but tell me about this zombie con.
It's about zombies. It's focused around zombies. And so, like, what's actually kind of cool was that they actually had, like, speakers get up. And they get up and they speak to you about their movie or their show. Just like that. They have a translator for you.
I wonder how many people did bath salts before they went to ZombieCon.
Well, no one takes a bath, so...
Yeah, that's true. It is a zombie con, but you did have a zombie dance, and they gave free booze, and we all got smashed for free. That was pretty cool. And then they had a zombie prom, which was pretty cool, because we had to pay, and there was and the liquor cost. What the hell was up with that? I don't know. It was kind of weird, but...
Because liquor should be free.
Yeah, it should be free. Yeah, exactly. So,
it should rain from the sky.
But, you know, it was pretty cool. You had people dressed up as zombies, but the thing is that it had a lot of the cosplay or, you know... I mean, it really was everything. I know it's dressing up as someone else is what a cosplay is, but I mean, this was obviously was focused on the zombies and some of the movies, and had a lot of the horror movie stars in there. So unfortunately, I forget their names. But
did you meet Bruce Campbell?
I'm sure I've seen him there. I don't
fucking
know.
Love Bruce Campbell. Have you guys ever seen
Met
Burn
these
Notice?
Twins?
Yeah,
fucking amazing. I love Bruce Campbell.
What is his name?
Sam Axe.
Yeah, but the character. His persona that he always put.
Oh, fucking Finley something.
Yeah, Chuck Finley.
Chuck Finley.
Chuck Finley.
Chuck Finley.
Apparently a pro golfer.
Fucking amazing.
Hey, he would have thought.
And yeah. We forgot, Kel?
I have no clue what we forgot.
We should have kept our keyboard so we could have the clapping and laughing.
Clapping and laughing. Oh, what are you going to do, right? Oh, well, it happens.
We could do some popping and locking.
Did you, did
fuck,
you
can you pop
any...
and lock, Ian?
No, I cannot.
Oh, come on. You disappoint people.
Did you sit on any panels while you were there? Did they have, like, any...
Yeah, which is what I was talking about.
I did not see any there. I'm sure that they existed, but I was just in awe of crowded spaces and shit I couldn't buy.
And Wonder Woman.
And Wonder Woman, yeah.
Are you one of those people that gets, like, nervous in big groups?
No, I wouldn't say that.
That's why we drink. So do you have any pictures or anything to show? Or
I turned off my phone and it'll make noise.
Well, I mean,
you know, one funny thing. You can't just silence the ringer.
Too much effort.
You went full on just turn it off.
Well, if anyone calls me, I don't want to talk to them anyway. So
That's probably why.
Because the only one really who's important is actually
and you
here.
Masturbate
so
all the time.
Okay. You know, I have a wife and I masturbate all the time. So, I mean, it's no different, right?
So do I, but I usually make her watch. Like, you can't have this.
You cruel son of a bitch.
I know.
You're
awesome.
The person who has it on her back, right?
I got nothing.
I just want to point out that it's Soldier Boy's fault that I started masturbating on my wife's back, because when he told me to Superman that hoe, I took it literally. And so what you do is you come on her back and then you put the sheet on it, and she wakes up in the morning and it's stuck to her back, and thus Supermanning the hoe.
We were talking about zombies, you know, since we're on the topic right now, jerking off on our significant others.
I never thought about that.
Have you ever heard of a zombie mask?
No.
A zombie mask is where you're doing your significant other from behind and you say, hey, I want to look into your eyes when I come. And when they turn around to look at you, you freaking shoot it in their face and then they're like,
I now know how come your girlfriend lives 1,000 miles away.
800. Oh, it's like 754.
But on the, but on the bright side, his webcam.
No, guys, I'm going to stop you guys just right there because I think it's a good time to kind of refocus and bring this conversation back. So we're going to just take a quick break. But just you guys, audience, please stay with us because we have a very, very exciting next half. We will be talking about the Diana in Search of Herself book that we have all been reading.
No, we're
lately.
Not.
All right. Listen to the commercial break and we'll be right back.
For all your unintended family surprises, remember Whamco.
I was unwinding my office when the door opened.
Are you Vic Aqua, Private Eye?
Who's asking?
I can't find them.
Can't find them?
My notes on the Grand Unified Theory for the Swedish Academy, or the diagrams that go with them.
You don't need a detective, Professor. Just Circus Pony's Notebook from CircusPonies.com.
Circus Pony's Notebook?
Yeah, it's a software that helps Mac users like you and me get organized. You see, your computer's like that dartboard. The darts are like your notes, files, and to-dos.
Yeah, short and to the point.
Notebook helps you organize them in one place and add smarts to your information so you can find things when you need them and fast.
So where do I find Notebook?
Buy it at your local Apple retailer or try it free for 30 days at CircusPonies.com.
Thank you, Vic.
Thanks, Circus Pony's Notebook.
Buy Circus Pony's Notebook for a suggested retail price of $49.95 at Amazon.com, the Apple Store, Micro Center, Office Depot, Small Dog, and other Apple retailers. Or try Notebook free for 30 days at CircusPonies.com.
All right, welcome back from our abrupt break. Once again, welcome back to the Dumbass Podcast, where every day is a new day. And my name is Nathan.
I'm Joe Gibson.
Whatever.
And special guest Ian McKay. I love your own introduction. That was good.
It's all right. We're here. Anyway, so we're going to bring on another guest who's a... I always want to say a professional on Comic-Cons, but maybe she just... knows a lot about it, and that would be Kel. If you want, you can introduce who she is here in a second. But first, I thought this was kind of funny. You know, I don't know why I just found this. I have never heard of this, so I'm going to call this number, and I thought it was funny. You guys probably already heard it, real boring, but I thought it was funny to me. But we'll take a look and see if it's funny.
Hello, this is not the person you were trying to call. You've reached the rejection hotline provided by rejectionhotline.com. All right, Espanol, o prima dos. Unfortunately, the person who gave you this rejection hotline number did not want you to have their real number. We know this sucks, but don't be too devastated. So why were you given a rejection hotline number? Maybe you're just not this person's type. Note, this could mean boring, dumb, annoying, arrogant, or just a general weirdo. Maybe you suffer from bad breath, body odor, or a nasty combination of the two. Maybe you just give off that creepy, overbearing, psycho stalker vibe, and the idea of going out with you just seems as appealing as playing leap frog with unicorns. Regardless of the reason, please take the hint, accept the fact that you were rejected, and then get over it. And please do your best to forget about the person who gave you this number, because trust us, they've already forgotten about you.
I don't know, it'd be kind of funny to give that to someone, but no girls hit on me, so I don't have to worry about that.
Well, didn't you get that from a guy you asked for their number?
I did, actually. I was asking him to buy me a beer, and this is what he gave me.
So... No, but anyways, Casey, she's really not a pro on Comic-Con. She's more of an anime girl, manga kind of girl, or anime. Sorry, I don't want to offend. But yeah, she's kind of in on the anime end of the Comic-Con spectrum. And, you know, where to get good dubbed and subtitled movies, and you know, those kind of hard to find
the torrents,
you know, deals.
So, all right, well, how about this? Let's go and give her a call.
All right.
Sorry, I don't have it all down where you can't hear that. It just pops up.
It's just how it goes.
Hey, Ian, you should answer and be like, hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, girl.
Hello?
Hey, Casey, it's us from the Dumbass Podcast.
Oh, hey.
Hey. So we're all talking to you. I've got Joe to the right and Nathan in front of me and our guest Ian. We're all talking about Comic-Con and that kind of thing and the anime correlation with it, and I kind of consider you a more professional about anime than I do. So, you know, could you kind of tell us your experience with us, or with, not with us, but Damn.
Please can you tell us about your sexual experiences with Kale?
But your experience, share your experience with us on anime, good anime, anime sites, dub, that kind of thing, and maybe the correlation you see with the anime and Comic-Con and stuff like that going on.
Shit, the fuzz.
Well, that's a lot to cover. You want to pick one to start off?
Well,
how about this? What is your favorite comic?
My favorite
or,
comic.
Or character or anything, really. I mean.
Well, I'd have to say my favorite comic is probably the Avengers series.
Nice. Ian, what do you have to say about that?
Well, I'm a DC guy, so fuck the Avengers. Except the movie was awesome.
Well, Avengers are
Sorry, but... Yeah. You're kind of lame.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's not the first time I heard that.
Maybe we can have like a duel or, you know, like a fight here, you know? Let's pull something else here.
Hold on. I just want to find out real quick that if they did get into a fight and the one who lost came back later, would it be Revenge of the Nerds?
The sequel. You know, that it's kind of a weird thing that Ian and Casey brought that up, because there's always been amongst comic people the war between DC and Marvel. Who's better? Is it Batman and Superman, or is it Superman and
Captain Thor? America and Iron Man?
You know, Super,
yeah. Wait a minute, did you just put
like
Superman
Batman
on both sides?
No, Superman.
Superman's just that big of a superhero. Exactly. He bridges.
That's fucking ridiculous.
He's so big.
Wasn't there... didn't they have some of the Marvel guys in, like, the Super Friends? Or was that old DC?
No, that was... in the Super Friends, they brought in a bunch of made-for-the-show ethnic characters, because it was a bunch of white people parading around saving the world, so there was...
like the Big Chief.
Yeah. What is Apache Chief?
That is the ultimate minority.
Black Vulcan.
Yeah.
Little known fact: if you're black and you get superpowers, they're lightning. There's nothing else.
Well, wasn't the original Green Lantern black?
Oh no, the original Green Lantern was white, but then they replaced him with a ginger, and that wasn't enough, so they made a black one who was on black.
What is wrong with gingers?
They're just not enough.
I'm sorry, wait a minute. Are you a ginger?
Yeah.
I want to ask you a very inappropriate question, but I'm not going to. But you know what the question is.
The answer is no.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Kale's colorful.
Kale's over there nodding.
That's so weird, because we were just going to ask you if you like Max, but we heard that you have
Don't
Max.
Nod. That's not okay.
Confirmation. So, hey, real quick, I do want to ask, what is the appeal of anime? Because I find it insanely annoying.
Have you seen them?
Yeah.
Have you seen hentai?
I'm not into 12-year-old girls, and that's what they all look like.
Well, I mean,
let her answer the fucking question.
My wife looks like she's 20, but go ahead.
No, okay, so the whole appeal for anime to me is really just the storylines and the ideas that they put into it. It's really not anything that you can find anywhere else. I mean, they even outbeat most RPG storylines, and I read books constantly, and I always find more original ideas in anime. There are usually cliche setup of characters depending on what you're into, especially with the romance kind, but usually they have some pretty unique take on things.
To me, it always seems kind of like a soap opera, you know? Like there's overacting happening in these animes.
The biggest issue with that is that in the subs, you know, you get the characters where their voices don't really match and they're extremely high-pitched to a point where it's obnoxious. And then for the dubs, it's like they're, you know, they're not even trying half the time. I mean, once in a while you get lucky with a good dubbed anime, but for the most part, it just seems like they're just there for the paycheck and they really don't have to try that hard to get one.
So what you're saying is if I really want to give anime a good shot, I need to learn Japanese.
No, if you really want to give anime a good shot, you have to look for the right anime.
Yes, and learn to read subtitles.
I don't know how to read.
Well, well, that would be a good place to start.
Yeah. Ian, at the Comic-Con, did you see, like, the anime representation there?
Trying to think of... I don't think I saw, like, any major booths dedicated to it there.
Right.
There were some anime cosplay characters, but...
I guarantee you there was at least one Sailor Moon there.
I believe so, yes.
Always. That bitch is everywhere.
So I have a weird question. If you guys could dress up as any character, who would it be? And if you guys picked the same one, that'd be freaky. How about this? On three. One, two, three.
Spike Spiegel?
I'm sorry, Spike Spiegel?
I couldn't even understand any of that.
Yeah, me neither.
From Cowboy Bebop?
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So Ian's is Spike Spiegel. What did you say?
I said Vampire Hunter D.
Vampire Hunter D, and you, young lady?
Oh, I'd be an Asian schoolgirl. I'm sorry.
When I said young lady, I was referring to the lady on the line.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, the young one.
Oh.
Yeah, how about I just dress up as Captain America?
Ooh. What do you think? Really?
No,
I'm looking at Kale right now. I'm thinking, you just wanted to beat the shit out of you with a shield?
I like the abuse.
Love it.
And she'll always
live. I do not abuse my boyfriend. Isn't that right, Kale?
Yes, I do not get abused by my girlfriend.
She's not here right now. You know, you can speak freely.
She'll use her ginger powers and slap me through the microphone.
Fucking gingers, man. I knew they were magical. No soul.
They're like elves.
You're referring to them as them instead of us. What's wrong with you?
They don't know that. It's a podcast, Kel. Well,
when we all talk about the day.
Oh, and Joe, sorry.
Go ahead.
I said when they talk about the day, it's us.
Yeah, exactly.
Word. Word my ginger. Hold on. Right. Let's all say ginger at the same time on three. One, two, three. Ginger.
Oh, sorry. I forgot to do that.
See, I think there's a problem because there's a delay. She responds. It's like a fucking newscast when you're like, yeah, and now to Jim.
Fine.
Oh, yeah. And
fine. Us on four, her on three.
I don't think we should go over this.
This is not what your audience wants.
Yeah, this
we don't have an audience. We do this for us.
And do you want this?
No, not really.
Did you like the cosplay, which is big at Animacons and stuff like that? Did you see a lot of cosplay at the Comic-Con?
Oh, yeah, I saw a shit ton. There's this like webcomic called Homestruck, something like that, and it has these gray demon-y folk, and there was a shit ton of them. Like, really? I've never even read it. I only slightly heard of it, and there was just like 80 of them, and there's tons of Doctor Who's.
Doctor Who seems to be making a huge comeback.
Yeah.
All of a sudden. I could never get into any version.
I tried to watch it. It was literally the worst fucking thing I've ever seen. The first episode was like mannequins and shit came to life. It was fucking horrible.
Didn't they have an 80s movie called Mannequin where a mannequin
Doctor Who?
They had two.
That was funny. That was funny. Good job.
Thank you. First on Pound, everyone. Air Pound. Okay.
It's good times. So, you know, I was
really reading. Don't know who Doctor Who is, actually, to be honest with you.
He's
about, like, a dozen folks from 1960 to now. It's funny because the British have two major franchises that started in the 60s and are running till now that have starred, like, a dozen different people. It's, like, uniquely them. It's like tea.
It's one of those shows that never dies. It's like...
Like tea.
You know, it might get canceled and you might not hear it for like a year or two, but then it comes. It's a lot like Battlestar Galactica. You mm-hmm. know, you don't hear from it for a while, and then all of a sudden there's a huge resurgence of it all.
Yeah.
You could use the same description for AIDS.
Okay. So who started this? You or Kel?
Who's the? I just want to know who the real poster boy for AIDS actually is. Is that Magic Johnson or is that Freddie Mercury?
It would have to be Freddie Mercury because Magic Johnson was cured of it.
Oh yeah,
it was him, and they actually announced like 2 days ago. Yeah, a baby was cured of HIV. So two people in the history of the disease.
Was it really Magic Johnson for the second?
What
was the first?
Yeah.
I meant the first, like the second, anyways. Okay. Well,
hold on a second. I just want to point out real quick that I did notice a tattoo on your hand.
Yeah, it is quite lame.
I've literally never seen somebody who's really into comics with a tattoo on their hand. That's really badass.
Thank you.
What does it say?
Well, you're going to take back your statement. This one says market. This one says home. This one says roast beef. And this one says none.
How fucking drunk were you when you got that?
Oh.
I just want to point out real quick, they're on his piggies.
Little piggies. Yeah.
Yep.
That's fucking
hilarious. What I love is that about 20 minutes afterwards, somebody went, you know those are toes, right? I could have stabbed them in the neck. Because when I've ever like thought of it, it was always Sylvester holding on to like a wire and a fucking Tweety Bird pulling off his fingers. So I thought of them as fingers because my parents didn't love me enough to do that little toe thing with me. So
didn't Tweety call them little Petey's?
Yeah. Probably.
Or little Tweeties or something. This little Tweety went to the market.
Yeah. That's, you know, they all had speech impediments, so.
You know, you make a very good point. I've never realized Elmer Fudd, Daffy Duck, Sylvester.
Mm-hmm.
So, I lived with a roommate that sounded like Elmer Fudd. It cracked me the hell up. Hello.
How you doing?
Wasky Wabbit.
That's fucking hilarious.
So, but yeah, that's
Miss Anime here. So, have you been to a Comic Con?
I have not. I've always wanted to go, but I never seem to think to go at the right time because I am into anime, but I've never really paid attention to the conventions for them until just the last year or so.
Let's just be really honest. It's probably because all the other people that you know that are into it creep you the fuck out.
No, I actually, I just have myself and one other friend that watches anime, and everybody else I know, they have no idea what it is, or when they know what it is, they think it's weird.
Well, dude,
I've had friends tell me not to mention it in everyday conversations.
You know, it's so weird how taboo
that is. Just don't talk about that.
Well, it's weird how taboo it is, you know? Like, if you collect comics or comic figurines or whatever, it's kind of like your dirty little secret. You know what I mean? And the same thing with anime. You know, it's kind of like your little guilty pleasure, you know? And I think when people, you know, I think people associate anime.
Okay, you okay, know, I gotta cut you off. Stop saying it.
See,
like
I'm sorry, but I think hentai is something to be, you know, way more secretive about than just regular anime. I mean, if anybody ever watches a hentai, they're never gonna diss on anime again.
That's true. I think Nathan even brought up the hentai thing earlier about.
Those are some dirty stuff.
It's pretty hardcore. Some of it's pretty dead. Japanese have a hell of an imagination.
Well, imagination.
Do they have to censor, like, because in Japan, like, if they do a porno,
they don't
have to censor it.
At least
so that's
the ones
like,
I've seen.
That's the only way that they can get away with actually showing penis and vagina,
probably
colliding.
Well, it's rare that a penis actually collides with a vagina. It's usually some encephalopod.
Nice.
And there it is.
Have you seen those things though? They have like tentacles and stuff.
See, here's the thing. It's the once weirdest a, once thing again, ever. The podcast has wrapped itself back around. Wrapped right back
does.
Around to the
like
to
a
the,
tentacle.
It always it's, does.
I have no idea how that happened.
Well, you said something about hentai, so I was commenting on it. And I wasn't going into depth with like you guys were, so I was saying, have you seen those? It's the most. I think it's the weirdest thing you ever see.
Yeah, it's pretty. Even some of the regular anime or even comic books now, for that, you know, even the comic books, and not just in the United States, but the ones you can get, you know, that are made in Europe, Brazil, that kind of thing. You read a comic book here, and yeah, it's pretty cool. But you get some of them down from Europe or, you know, South American stuff, and you're like, holy hell, this would. How you know, they get banned before they can get sold here. You know?
Yeah, they're big into their porn comics. I actually got a pamphlet from a porn. There was a couple porn comic booths set up in the place, and got a lovely comic that was inside. It had these two naked men, and one's in the fetal position, going ow 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 ow, and it's like. it's all right, honey. And it's like, oh, well. And it's like, this happens every time. It's like, I got excited and I pushed back against you too hard. And
you know, yeah. I actually seen that at ZombieCon, actually. They had a booth as well, just like that.
Like, what? Okay, so where's the protection set up for this for the 13 and 14 year old comic book fans that go to these fucking things? Like what? Like,
well,
how are they?
Well, if their parents let them go to one, it's kind of just, you know.
Yeah. Once again, we blame everything on the parents.
Yeah, it's all about parental control.
Enter at your own risk.
You know.
Well, they didn't have like giant naked bodies set up behind them. They
it's
just
done tastefully.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like the front entrance is a vagina.
Which would be cool.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I would definitely.
Maybe for
I would definitely walk in and out of that all day long.
It's goddamn humid in there, though.
Wouldn't that be crazy? I got pissed
better
off.
Better than dry.
I got pissed off earlier in the podcast for us coming back to this. But I think it would be hilarious if there was an actual vaginal door with a mister and like a humidifier so you get the full experience. You know what I mean? Just like,
Well, no, because then what are they going to do? Just have like a bunch of cans of tuna fish sitting opened?
They could. That would make it realistic.
If you wanted to go for the full experience, I mean, you'd have to get the smell too. But what smell would you pick?
Dead fish, salmon. Oh, squid. That stinks.
Newport.
Yeah. You'll just bring a can of Newport.
Oh, fuck, dude.
But I don't know if Casey knows what Newport smells like.
Casey's never been to the ocean.
That's right. So
what?
Yeah, well, she... well, you...
Okay, so...
I don't remember which city you live in, but I know it's by Roosevelt, Utah, which is out there by the oil field, so...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's Vernal, which is just slightly less of a shithole than Roosevelt.
Yeah, because it has a Staples
so,
and a Walmart.
So, really, what about Kale's profile on Adult Friend Finder? Did you find, like, this is the guy for me?
You know what?
Thank you very much.
Oh, Yahoo. Sorry. Actually, you know what? Usually we only do 30 minutes of anime anyways, but I'm very curious, actually. How did you meet Kale? I've never heard the story.
Oh, dear.
I was getting into an argument with somebody on Yahoo. I believe it was like he kept spelling the name of a rock band incorrectly, and it was pissing me off. And... Kale actually chimed in, was helping me out with it, and then, yeah, that's how I met Kale.
Wow. Yahoo Rock Chat.
And I'm guessing he brought up Rush? No.
What?
Nathan said, I probably brought up Rush.
Yeah.
Have
you guys ever seen that?
Yeah, a couple times.
Have you ever seen that scene in Family Guy where Brian's doing like a line of coke off the table? And he's like, Neil Peart is the best fucking drummer ever.
Oh, yeah.
I love
Chester
that.
Cheetah. There's no better drummer than Neil Peart.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah.
So hold on here. So you went on Yahoo, helped you out, talked about Rush a little bit, and then it was like...
And then we didn't talk again for another couple weeks. I forgot I even knew who he was until he just popped up on my window one day.
That's exactly how I met Nathan. He popped up in my window one day.
That's because Nathan's a perv. He had big old binoculars and
he is gay Santa.
Hey, you know what? Have you seen his wife?
The young gay Santa.
Actually, I was just looking at Joe.
Ho, ho, ho.
That's
why he had the binoculars. Makes sense now.
It was small. Anyways, So you guys start talking on Yahoo, like, chat? Is that what it is? Like, the forums where, like, you, like, post questions or something, or what?
Yeah, Yahoo chat was what it was through. It was a rock chat window, I guess you
could call it. So is this, like, 98 when we were in AOL chat rooms, or what?
This is like
love at first time.
This is more like 2010.
It was a smiley face. Thank you.
That's fucking hilarious.
Smiley face. It's probably backwards too. It's always eyes then mouth, not mouth and eyes.
And we've been together 2 years.
That's impressive.
That's very impressive, especially with the long distance relationship. But you know what? Probably hold you guys together.
Oh, it does.
Anime.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And Rush.
That's what it is.
So you're into and I'm guessing metal music as well as anime.
Well, Well, not just, I mean, I sort of listen to everything. I even listen to some J-rock, too, so there's that. But
I'm sorry, what is
J-rock? Mostly I listen to, like,
Japanese
Death Punch and Thousand Foot Crutch and things like that.
Okay.
It's not as good as K-rock.
Isn't that the radio station?
What's K-rock? Korean rock?
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't that what that one song came off of with the...
Gangnam Style?
Yeah. Isn't it? K-rock?
I believe, yeah.
I believe that's pop.
Yeah.
K-pop.
Yeah,
that's the Korean form of rock, you know?
Yeah, you are right. I think it was K-pop, right? Yeah. That's
right. You know what I would love to see? I would love to see like a Korean cover band of the Backstreet Boys. I think that would be the greatest fucking thing ever.
And then have them sing.
That's
back the
every
halls.
Korean band that exists. Already.
So, I mean, I see four guys here. Let's just get some tape. Right, get the eyes down. Right,
just tape the eyes.
They'll never know.
So racist.
Oh, that reminds me. I was like watching television. And they had this advertisement for this documentary where this Filipino guy posted up a video of himself singing a Journey song.
Yeah, that dude's the lead singer of Journey.
Yeah, and Journey called him up, and he like doesn't speak English at all. But
he's fucking amazing. He sounds
from the Philippines.
Sounds just like Steve Perry.
True.
Yeah, and he's singing. Isn't his name like Andre or something? It starts with
Andre.
He does have a name. Yes.
Yes, I can't think. I could look it up. So I feel bad for totally forgetting the guy's name now. You know, but
I forget a lot of guys' names.
I bet you do, you slut.
Oh my god. Okay, so no, I have no idea how I stumbled across this, but. It was.
I can name a few reasons why you stumbled across it.
Uh-huh. Arnel Pineda.
Okay, cool.
Arnel Pineda.
So. Never mind. Forget what I was going to say.
You know, Joe, where's our fat jokes back and forth?
It would have taken it. What are you talking about?
That was the whole fun of this. We used to pass back
first of all, I don't think you're fat. You're a very physically fit man.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, okay.
Such a lie.
For an American?
You know?
Maybe for an American.
What is Ian? Like starving?
I'm skinny fat, though.
Yeah, I see that.
I'm
he's
beginning
like a
to have middle
runner.
School flashbacks.
Middle school flashbacks.
I'm sorry, but that's what 13-year-old girls do. Oh, I'm so fat. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're skinny. You look good.
So are you saying that me and Joe are girls? Stop it.
You gotta call it like you see it.
I guess so. That's true.
You guys make this awkward. Anyways, trying to break the ice here. I just do want to point out that, you know, since you are on the phone with him, he has perked up completely from before.
Yeah, he's not throwing a tantrum anymore. He lets me talk about a vagina.
You see, you do have some nice friends, Kale. They're giving you brownie points.
It's true.
I freaking flipped off the deal. You know, on the podcast earlier, because everything just seems to revert.
Of course
back to,
you did.
Of course I did. Reverts back to sex. You know what I mean? And it's like, come on, man. You know, there's better things. You know, I get the ha ha every once in a while, but you know, we're not Howard Stern.
He comprehends better. Humor. It.
Exactly.
Sorry, that fell flat, Dan. chirp.
Yes, and he does
chirp.
Talk about you a lot. You know, he's very excited that there might be a possibility that you might be moving out here. Is that true, or is that just him dreaming?
Yeah, totally put her on the spot.
No, it's not wishful thinking. I would really like to move out there. I've actually never left the state of Utah my entire life, so nice to get a change of pace.
Well, we should put you on a plane. You know, we'll pitch in some money, get you in a plane, come out here, and then you can visit what real fish smells like in Newport.
Okay. First of all, I want to point out. I think you're a nice person. I'm not pitching in any money. I'm a quarter Jewish, and my money is staying in my wallet. Thank you.
Tell me one thing. Which quarter is Jewish?
The nose.
The nose.
It's the nose.
The quarter in his pocket.
The quarter in his pocket.
High five right here. High five on that one. That was great.
And the one that's not leaving the pocket either. Right.
No, seriously, though. Have you ever been out here?
She said no.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, she's never left the city of Utah. I apologize. I don't listen well.
And which is funny because, like, only, 2 hours away is another state. What is that next to Utah again?
Colorado.
There you go.
There's a bunch of them next to Utah.
Well, I know.
There's actually a lot of states next to Utah, but Colorado's the closest. It's just a half hour away.
States everywhere, man. They're like from one ocean to the other, man. That's like, fuck.
There's at least 48 of them consecutively.
Seriously, though, you should get the fuck out of Utah because that is a god-awful place.
And then we can go to a Comic-Con.
Yeah. There you go. Because the Mormons don't outlaw it here.
Yeah, no, they really don't.
No. I love Mormons. They have great family values. They ride bicycles.
And they'll shoot you if you take away their food storage.
That's true.
Hey, I shoot people, too, if they try to take my food storage. That's my food.
Yeah.
I'm fat. We don't have a food storage. We just eat it.
Then we store it in our stomach and it never leaves.
So.
Ever.
Well, that's very cool. We're getting close to wrap up the time here. Is there any last comments that anybody wants to talk about, say, do? Do we want to discuss maybe another challenge that we can do besides the cinnamon challenge that we did last time?
I just kind of want to point out, though, that like if I was to attend a Comic-Con, that I would wear a thong.
But
I mean, like, I would only wear a thong.
But you kind of only wear a thong now. You're actually wearing a thong right now.
Yeah, but I have clothes. But I have clothes over it.
Barely. A tie doesn't count.
It kind of counts. And the pasties. I'm wearing nipple pasties.
Nipples pasties. That's just gross.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I have a question about Utah.
Sure.
I have a question about you. You've been there.
Yeah.
You probably haven't.
No. Unfortunately,
you have no
I have
reason not. To go. You lie. Oil field working son of a bitch. So I have a question about Utah, though. In Utah, they take down the amount of alcohol in beverages, correct?
Beer, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So do they cut you off after, like, one?
No, you can drink all you want.
No.
No, you can't. Okay, so...
Well, you can actually only buy liquor till 1 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. Are there any...
And then the bars close at 1 as well.
Are there any strip clubs in Utah?
There are.
Okay.
But they...
They're only
talkers. They keep on a majority of their clothing, so it's not really a strip club. I mean, they strip down to their underwear.
So they strip, like, their scarf and their mittens? And
is it their magic underwear? Their sacred underwear?
I'm sure there's probably not Mormons stripping that.
No, I mean, do they leave on the bra and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What?
Really? That's completely
different. Well, I think there's actually only one, and I don't think they even call it a strip club. I think they call it a gentleman's exotic dance club.
Okay.
Right. You're not allowed to call it a strip club in Utah.
When I was in New Mexico, they have a rule there that if they serve alcohol there, it can only be a topless place. But they have full nude strip clubs there, but it's BYOB.
Bring your own beer.
Bring your old bottle. So when you get there, you apparently have to check. I've never been to one. I had people tell me about it. But you have to check your. Shut up, Kale. But I heard you have to check your stuff at the bartender, and then they'll bring you your shit.
Is there like a corking fee?
I wonder. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure the stripper will charge you a corking fee.
Giggity.
That's under the DL, though.
Some of the laws around the strip clubs are so stupid, too. Like here in Oregon, we're allowed full nudity stripping. And, you know, a lot of people like to drink when they go to bars, you know, whatever. Basically, that's what a strip club is, you know. But anyways, and you got a lot of activists who are like, oh, no, in strip clubs, let's not give them their alcohol license and maybe it'll go away. And then they're like, oh, no alcohol license, but we'll serve Pepsi and other things.
And juice.
Now 18-year-olds can go in. You know, so it's like, well, now you didn't restrict
somehow.
Just 21-year-olds. Now 18-year-olds can go.
Opened up a whole new window.
Yeah, just, man. I love how
Thank God they don't bring, you know, have you bring coloring books.
Exactly.
That would make it for an awkward dinner conversation.
Box of crayons to share with all the kids.
You're like, now, Johnny,
Next
sit
thing
down.
You know,
don't
have
get too
daycares.
Excited.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. They probably have like a daycare in the back. Daddy's going to go talk to a stripper. Be right back, son.
They probably already have one for the strippers.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. It's the bouncer.
Daddy needs to talk to Pepper.
Daddy's going
to
get a lap dance. That's the thing your mother never does for me.
All right, well, so This has been really enlightening for me, actually, though. I enjoy talking about comics and stuff because that's something that I'm not really in. I'm like halfway into because I'm like I was said, I'm part nerd, but not full on nerd. Never go full nerd.
It's like going full retard.
Yeah, it's like going full retard. You don't ever go full retard.
Well, because you're only a quarter Jewish.
I'm a quarter Jewish. Yeah, the quarter's in my pocket.
Yeah, that just screws with everything.
I wonder what like other three quarters you are.
You want to find out, Nate? I'll give you three quarters because I don't think I could fit the whole thing.
Must be three quarters Polish. That's a sausage.
I'll be completely honest. I'm not drunk enough. But give me half hour. Wink.
I don't know.
We're gay. Anyways.
No, you're gay.
All right. So we are going to go ahead and finish up this podcast. I would like to say thank you, Casey, for joining us on our second kind of awkward podcast from the beginning. My name is Nathan.
I'm Joe Gibson.
I'm Kale Walker.
And special guest, Ian McKay.
I love how he introduces himself. That's why I brought him. Anyways, we will...
Can we just do that one more time? Can you just do that one more time?
Special guest, Ian McKay.
Ian McKay.
Ian McKay.
Ian McKay.
Ian McKay. Ian McKay.
All right. I'm going to say good day and good night.
Ian McKay.
Night.
See ya.
All right. Bye-bye, baby.
Bye.
Whamco, because you can't afford anything else.